you know, a lot of people paying attention to the Masters over the weekend, of course. You know, and Scotty Scheffler doing a great job, and of course the Tiger Woods story. There was another Tiger Woods story from over the weekend. Did you hear that the set of clubs that Tiger used when he was winning the Tiger Slam? Remember back in, was it 2000, 2001, when he had all...
Yeah.
He won the three tournaments in 1 year.
Right, and then the next one.
Then won the Masters the following year, so he was the first person ever to hold all four major championships at one time. So the set of clubs sold Saturday from Golden Age Auctions for over $5 million.
Whoa.
And the guy who purchased them originally back in 2010 only paid $57,000. So in roughly 10 years.
Did you pay capital gains on that?
Yeah, I was going to say, capital gains, there it comes.
What I found amusing.
Uncle Sam's watching.
What I found amusing is, of course, you know, how do we know these are Tiger's clubs? Well, to verify the authenticity, the irons come with an affidavit and polygraph results from former Titleist Vice President Steve Mata. Comes with a 2020 affidavit from former Titleist Vice President Rick Nelson. Includes a Golf Week article by Jim Achenbach. Details the specs of the irons and the woods that he used, and they match. And also Ryan Carey, owner of Golden Age Auctions, says he talks to dozens of people who all are familiar and verify these are Tiger Woods clubs. What, four or five that different sources?
Went through, many steps.
Why didn't somebody call Tiger and say, hey, Tiger, these yours? Yeah. There you go.
That's that. But he would have no... Wow. Would he remember?
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he knows every single club he used for every single shot. That's
maybe they threw in all that documentation just to beef up and make it worth the price that they had.
The over $5 million?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you had Tiger on authenticating his own clubs, probably had another million on that.
Probably. Probably so. Yeah.
But I love it. Even a polygraph test. I don't know what the cut of the auction. I wonder what the auction house gets out of that.
They're going to get something.
Some cut, I would imagine.
Right.
So what bid did you fall short on there, Art? Were you up for about $4 million
on
there?
Sorry.
You're up for probably
40 cents, and it didn't.
No, it didn't. Okay, yeah.